Hallelujah. Name is Christ. We commence afternoon sharing.
Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名开始今天下午的分享。
As you notice, every time I come here to Houston in the afternoon, I never like to give sermon. Right?
我每次来这边休斯顿下午的时候，我不太喜欢正道。
Because after a full lunch, and then it's very easy to fall asleep in the afternoon.
因为大家吃饱饱的，下午很容易睡着。
So this afternoon, we'd like to share with you, blessed are those who do the will of God.
所以今天下午跟大家分享是遵行主旨意的人有福了。
And we hope can, you know, from now until, because we can have about 2 hours, from now until 4 o'clock, and we're hopefully, but we can have a break in between, right?
从现在到4点，我们中间可以休息一下。
We can have, you know, interaction, right? Interactive. Sharing.
我们可以有一些互动分享。
So what the theme for this afternoon is to be watchful.
所以今天下午的主题是, 要警醒。
No, when our Lord Jesus Christ went up to the Mount of Olives,
主耶稣基督到橄榄山上的时候,
and a disciple came to him,
他的门徒就来到他身边,
and they asked him, what is the sign of the end days?
他们说, 末日的征兆是什么?
What is the sign of your second coming?
你第二次来临的这个征兆是什么?
What did our Lord Jesus Christ say to them?
主耶稣基督如何回答他们呢?
Interactive, right? So it's just, yeah.
我们要互动,
so what did our Lord Jesus Christ say to them?
主耶稣基督怎么样回答他们呢?
Anybody remember? It's in the Bible.
有没有人记得在圣经里?
Hint.
可以不可以给我们一点啊?
The hint is from the question, right? What?
有没有给我们暗示? 暗示是从问题来的。
What is the sign of your second coming?
你第二次来临的征兆是什么?
For me, when I think about this, the way Jesus answered them is very interesting. Right?
我觉得耶稣回答他们的方式是很有趣的。
Because nowadays, there's so many people concerned about the end days.
因为很多人在讲到末日的事情。
They always speak about great revelation, right? About this, about that, this and that.
他们常常讲到这个启示，那个启示。
But the way our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to think about the end days is something that's very profound.
但是主耶稣基督要我们想到末日的方法是非常的有意思的。
So what did our Lord Jesus Christ say?
所以主耶稣基督怎么说呢?
The sign of the end days.
末日的征兆是什么呢?
I think I shared with you about a month and a half ago when I, you know, about this.
About在六星期之前我跟大家分享了这件事。
Anybody remember?
有没有人记得?
Anyone?
有没有人记得?
What's that? Yes. So the sign is about war and famine, good earthquake and things like that, right?
所以征兆是有战争有地震。
But that was not the first sign.
但是这不是第一个征兆。
That's why it's very interesting. What is the first sign about Lord Jesus Christ's second coming?
那所以我们很有意思，就是到底是主耶稣基督来的第一个征兆是什么？第一个预兆是什么？
What's that? Yes. So let's go to chapter 24.
请大家看。
I'm in Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章。
Verse 3 and verse 4.
第三节第四节。
Verse 3 and verse 4.
第三节第四节。
Matthew 24, verse 3 and verse 4.
马太福音24章第三节第四节。
Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciple came to him privately saying, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of this age? Verse 4.
第四节。
And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you.
马太福音24章3-4节。 耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说：“请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？”第四节，耶稣回答：“你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。”So
if you want to know about the end days,
所以要是我们要知道末日的征兆，the
first sign we can see many Christians will be deceived.
我们知道有很多基督徒会被迷惑。Why?
Because Satan is the father of deception.
为什么呢? 因为撒旦是谎言之父。
From the beginning, he deceived Adam and Eve.
从刚开始，他对亚当与夏娃撒谎。
And even now, he would deceive you and I.
现在他要来迷惑我们。
That's why the Bible says even the very elect will be deceived on the end days.
所以这里才讲说，被选民也会被在末日会被迷惑。
Why there's over 10,000 denominations out there?
为什么现在有超过一万个不同的教派?
Because we have been deceived.
因为我们已经被迷惑了。
Why every time the Christian read the Bible, we see things very differently?
为什么每个基督徒在念圣经的时候看的看法都不一样?
Because we are deceived.
因为我们已经被迷惑了。
So that's why if Christians continue to be deceived, this means the end days are here and the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ is going to be soon.
就表示说，要是我们基督徒都会被迷惑的话，表示耶稣已经快要来了。
Let's go to Revelation.
请看启示录第四章。
So that's why when we talk about be watchful,
所以我们才要警醒。
The thing that for you and I to be watchful the most is do not be deceived.
我们要警醒，免得被迷惑。
Revelation chapter 12. I'm sorry, chapter 12.
对不起，启示录十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章。
Verse 9.
第九节,
Verse 9.
第九节,
so the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angel were cast out with him.
第九节, 大龙就是那古蛇, 名叫魔鬼, 又叫撒旦, 是迷惑普天下的, 他被摔在地上, 他的使者也一同被摔下去。
So this time John saw war broke out in heaven.
所以约翰才看到天上有征战。
And Michael and his angel fought with the dragon.
米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战。
And the dragon, he has his own angel, fought against Michael.
龙也有他的使者跟米迦勒征战。
But they cannot prevail.
但是他们没有得胜。
Why? Because this great dragon, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, his favorite thing to do is deceive the whole world.
为什么呢? 因为大龙就是那古蛇, 他最喜欢的事情就是迷惑普天下。
When we think about this,
要是我们想一想,
so if Satan is deceiving the whole world, who are the true worshippers of Jesus Christ?
要是撒旦迷惑全世界的话, 那到底哪一个才是真正, 崇拜耶稣基督的人呢?
So sometimes we think, you know, majority always right.
我们常常觉得多数就是正确的,
but we know that is not true.
但是我们知道这是不对的,
because if Satan deceived the whole world,
因为如果撒旦迷惑全天下,
then we know the whole world is wrong.
那我们知道全天下都是错的。
So that's why we must use the Bible as the standard.
所以我们才要用, 圣经, 来,
to discern what is right and what is wrong.
圣经来告诉我们什么是对, 什么是错。
Because all of us have different opinions, different ideas.
因为我们每个人都有不同的意见,
so when
讲法,
someone tells us something, we must, you know, especially when it comes to salvation, we must go back to the Bible.
所以要是有人告诉我们有什么意见,
if we go to Revelation chapter 12,
要是我们看启示录十二章,
verse 3,
第三节,
this is talking about the great fiery red dragon.
这里是在讲,
it talks about he has seven heads and ten horns.
他有七头十脚。
Of course, head is not where you think, right? Where you do, you know, where you pretty much control the whole body.
我们知道头是装着我们的想法, 并且它能够, 掌控整个身体。
And horns are the power to fight. Right?
脚是, 可以拿来征战的力量。
Actually, if the animals have no horn, they cannot fight against one another, right?
我们知道要是,
animals. So that's why we're talking about, see, the fiery dragon, his power is in his head.
我们知道这个大红龙它的,
and the same thing when we go to chapter 13, verse 1.
要是我们看到13章第一节,这也是一样的。
Revelation 13, verse 1.
启示录13章第一节。
So we can see the beast that rise out of the sea.
我们这边看到有个兽从海上来。
He also has seven heads.
也是有是, 七个头,
and also ten horns.
十个脚,
so the power is always in their head.
所以我们知道力量都是从头上来。
Even the same thing, Revelation chapter 17.
启示录十七章也是一样的。
Verse 3.
第三节,
this is the time that John saw the great harlot sat on the beast.
所以我们看到, 约翰他看到大淫妇骑在一个兽上。
And in verse 3, this beast also has seven heads and ten horns.
这个兽也是有七头十脚。
This means they have perfect deception.
这表示他们有一个, 很可以迷惑人的力量。
So that's why you and I must be very, very careful.
所以我们必须要非常非常的小心。
When we study the Word of God,
要是我们在念神的话,
we must put deep inside our heart.
我们一定要在心里这样子。
But if you don't put deep down inside our heart for sure, the bird of the ear, which represents Satan, will come and snatch it away.
要是没有把神的话放在心里的话, 那这个, 鸟就会来把我们的心里的想法吃掉。
Nowadays, many Christians always think that, you know, God is love. Whatever I do, whatever we do, as long as we believe in Him, we'll be safe.
要是我, 不管我怎么做怎么说, 只要我相信他, 我就会得救。
Of course, the first statement is right, God is love.
当然神的确是爱, 这是正确的。
But if we don't do according to His will, we cannot be safe.
但是我们如果不照他的旨意行的话, 我们就不会得救。
Let's go to Matthew.
请看回马太福音, 第七章,
verse 21 to verse 23.
21到23节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23.
马太福音七章二十一到二十三节。
He has said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
这里说,凡称呼我主啊,主啊的人,不能都进天国,唯独遵行我父,天父旨意的人才能进去。
We know this is the word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道这是主耶稣基督的话。
And he tells us very plainly,
他清清楚楚地告诉我们,
not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, can enter the heavenly kingdom.
凡称呼我主啊,主啊的人,不能都进天国。
But only those who do the will of the Father in heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人。
But look at verse 22.
请看22节。
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
当那日必有许多人对我说,主啊,主啊,我们不是奉你的名传道,奉你的名赶鬼,奉你的名行许多异能吗?
Then in verse 23, our Lord Jesus Christ said, I will declare to them, I never knew you.
但是23节主耶稣基督会告诉他们说,我从来不认识你们。
Then he said, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
你们这些作恶的人,离开我去吧。
So, when we think about these three verses,
要是我们想到这三节,
who are these people?
这些是谁呢?
Remember, they're not few, they are many.
记得这不是只有几个人,
and for sure, these many, they've been deceived by the evil one.
就很多人都是被这个撒旦迷惑的。
Why?
为什么?
Because they thought by prophesying the name of Jesus, cast out demons in the name of Jesus, and perform miracles and signs in the name of Jesus, they can be saved.
他们认为说他们只要奉耶稣的名传道,赶鬼,行许多异能,他们就能够被拯救。
So actually, who are these people?
这些人是谁呢?
Let me ask you this question, who are these people?
这些人是谁呢? 让我问你们这个问题。
What's that? Okay, ministers, okay. For me, you know.
传道人, 就像我一样。
Who are these people?
这些人是谁?
What's that? Okay.
Actually,
these three verses, we could even bring it more closer to home, are you and I. Really, there's no other churches, right? Think about it, there's no other churches use the name of Jesus more than our church. Really?
你要是仔细想一想，没有什么其他的教会像我们教会用这个名，耶稣这个名这么常用。
Even the name, right?
其实这个名字。
True Jesus Church, right?
真耶稣教会。
If you Google it, if any other church, right, have the name their churches, no, have Jesus' name, and I see very, very few.
要是你是用那个 Google 去查，很少其他的教会有用耶稣这两个名字当做他们教会的名字。
If you can buy True and Jesus in it, and then there's nobody else named have this kind of name, only us have this kind of name, right?
要是你有把真跟耶稣放在一起，没有其他的教会有这个名字。
Before we sing Him in the name of Jesus, right?
我们唱诗之前，我们说 以耶稣的名唱诗。
Before we share the Bible in the name of Jesus, right?
我们分享圣经之前，我们说以耶稣
Before we do anything, always say in the name of Jesus.
不管我们做什么，都说 奉耶稣的名。
But what is the big question for us?
但是我们这有一个大问题,
are we doing God's will?
问题是我们有没有照主耶稣的旨意去行。
This is very important.
这很重要。
So we talk about watching for the end days.
所以我们常讲说要谨慎,末日。
Don't watch too far.
不用看得太远。
Watch ourselves.
我们看自己就好了。
Because we are the one that really that deceive ourselves the most.
因为我们常常自己迷惑自己最多。
Why do we say this?
为什么这样子说呢?
Look at many Christians nowadays.
我们看很多基督徒,
even though the Bible says one thing and then they do other things. Why? Because they deceive themselves.
为什么呢? 因为他们迷惑了自己。
They say God is love.
他说神就是爱。
He understands if I'm not born again of water and spirit.
他说我虽然说我知道我要是不从水跟灵而生。
Because if He's love, I can be saved.
因为他爱我, 我还是可以得救。
All I need to do is believe in Him.
只要我相信他。
But Jesus tells us very clearly.
但是主耶稣基督告诉我们很清楚,
we must be born again of water and spirit if we want to enter the heavenly kingdom.
我们必须从水和灵而重生,
that is His will.
这是他的旨意.
So if you and I, one day, no longer we believe in that,
要是你跟我有一天再也不相信这句话,
then this means we don't believe in Jesus Christ anymore.
那表示我们已经不相信主耶稣基督了.
Because to believe in Jesus Christ not only by mouth, but we believe what He says.
因为我们信主耶稣基督, 我们不只是从嘴巴相信, 我们必须要相信他的话.
Just like He said, you must be born again of water and spirit.
他说你们必须要从水和灵而重生.
That means if any Christian are not born again of water and spirit, they cannot be saved.
就是任何基督徒要是没有从水和灵重生, 他们就不能够得救.
But why don't we take it seriously? Because quite often, it's so difficult for us to understand the will of God. But His will is right in front of us. Just like for Adam and Eve.
就像亚当跟夏娃一样,
God said, the day you eat of the fruit, you will surely die.
神跟他们说, 你要吃那天, 那个食物的当天, 你必定死。
And the serpent said, you will surely not die.
但是古蛇说, 你们不一定死。
Then Eve probably thought, hey, you know, God loves me.
可能夏娃, 夏娃想说, 神爱我。
Yeah, maybe He told me not to eat of it, but, you know, because of His love, it's okay.
他叫我不要吃, 但是因为他爱我, 所以可能没关系吧。
I see, we as Christians, we always think like this.
我们基督徒常常这样子想,
yes, God is love.
是的, 神是爱,
but He's also just.
但是他也是公义的神。
If God is not just, His love cannot be that good.
要是神不是公义的神, 他的爱就没有那么美好。
So that's why He sent His only begotten Son to die for us on the cross. Because we have done wrong. And because of His love, He sent His only begotten Son. And because He is just, He shed His blood to purchase us from our sin. So when you think about Adam and Eve, when they partake of the fruit, did they die?
他们死了吗?
Think about it, did they die?
想一想他们死了吗?
Remember when, what's that? Okay, they died spiritually. Right?
他们灵性上死了。
But did Adam see that?
但是亚当有没有看到?
Yeah. Can you imagine, right? This is Eve right here, right?
这边有个夏娃,
and I'm Adam, right?
我是亚当。
And she ate and she fell down dead, right?
她吃了她就倒下去死亡。
You think I would eat the fruit too?
你觉得我会吃吗?
No way.
Right? 不可能的。
But the thing is, just like little sister said, actually, when they ate spiritually, actually, sin come to work and kill all mankind. Can you imagine that, right?
他们的确吃了以后，他们就灵性上死亡，所以罪来到了世界上。
If we go to heaven, we see Adam will kick him down to hell, right? Because he's the one that caused all the problems, right?
对，要是我们今天我们看到亚当，我们一定把他一脚踢开，踢到地狱，因为都是他的错。
So quite often, 夏娃也是。 We as Christians, when we do something, we don't think it's a big consequence.
我们做基督徒做一件事情，我们不觉得后果多严重。
Because we don't believe in His word.
因为我们不相信神的话。
But we know even though right now we are doing it, and we just feel that it's, you know, everything is good and stuff like that. But watch when the time when we die.
我们现在做错事说啊没关系，但是小心在我们死亡的时候。
Then we end up in Hades.
我们就要进地狱去了。
Then it's too late already.
那已经太晚了。
So when Eve ate the fruit, it's too late already.
所以夏娃吃了那个果子上的树上的果已经太晚了。
Adam ate the fruit, it's too late already.
亚当也吃了那个果子，那太晚了。
That's why for you and I, why we still alive?
所以你跟我为什么还活着呢？
Make sure we do what we need to do while we still alive.
当我们在还活着的时候，我们要小心，不要做坏事。
And why these people cannot enter the heavenly kingdom?
那为什么这些人不能进天国呢？
Because they do not do God's will.
因为他们没有行天父的旨意。
Here in chapter 7, verse 13 to verse 29, what are God's will here? Anybody?
第七章13节到28节，这里是神的旨意是什么呢？
Give you a hint, there's three, right? There's, what are God's will here? From Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to verse 29, what are God's will?
马太福音第七章13节到29节，神的旨意是什么？
There's three in total.
有三件旨意，三个旨意。
There's three in total, right?
有三个。
If you get it right, then just go home. I'm just kidding.
讲得对就可以回家，开玩笑的。
So So what are God's will?
神的旨意是什么？
Yes. First, we must enter by the narrow gate.
第一个是我们要进窄门。
Second,
第二个是什么？
Huh? What? Yes. Second, beware of false prophet. I heard you say that.
防备假先知。防备假先知。
Beware of false prophet.
防备假先知。
What's the third one?
第三个是什么？
Okay, follow God's will. This is, yeah, so follow God's will, right? But first, enter the narrow gate. Second, be real false prophet. And third?
第二，防备假先知。第三个呢？
Okay, bear fruit. Okay, bear fruit. Okay.
结果子。
That's what? That's what?Yeah, actually, when we beware of false prophet, right, then we have the, when we look at the prophet, you must judge him by the fruit. Right, that belongs to that category, right?
我们在看先知的时候，我们必须要看他结的是什么样的果子。
But what is the third will of God we must do here?
神的第三个旨意是什么？
What's that? You need to be wise. Okay.
She said
20, verse 24. Yes, so be wise. When you are wise, is what?
当个聪明人。
Yes, that foundation is what? Yes. The third God's will is that you must build your foundation on the rock.
对，第三个旨意是我们必须要把房子建在磐石上。
Actually, these three things are not easy.
这三件事情并不容易。
Here, let's study the first one.
我们现在学第一个。
So we must be very watchful, right?
所以我们要这样很谨慎。
Verse chapter 3 verse 13.
第十三节。
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that lead to destruction, and there are many who go in by it.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生的那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Here there's two gates.
就有两个门。
The first gate is narrow.
第一个是窄门。
The second gate is wide.
第二个是宽门。
But the first gate, right, in chapter 4, verse 14, because narrow is the gate and difficult the way which lead to life.
十四节说，引到永生大门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人少。
And there are few who find it.
找着的人也少。
But the broad gate.
但是那个宽门。
Many will go into by it.
很多人会进去。
But lead to destruction.
但是是引到灭亡。
No, quite often for you and I.
很多时候对我你我而言。
We know as Christian, the journey to have the kingdom is very difficult.
我们知道要到天国的路是很困难的。
But many of us make the journey to have the kingdom something be so easy.、Right?
有很多人认为到天国的路是很简单的。
Just believe you'll be saved the rest of your life.
只要相信你就会得救了。
You don't need to live a good life.
你不需要有好的生活。
You don't need to follow God's commandment.
你不需要遵守神的诫命。
You don't need to love God and love man.
你不需要爱人爱神。
This is the easy way.
这是最容易的。
But that way will lead to destruction.
但是那个路会引到灭亡。
But the narrow way.
但是那个窄的门，窄的路。
Let me ask you a question, right?
让我问你问题。
Right now, the door, there's only one door to come in here.
我们现在知道只有一个门可以进来。
That door is very narrow.
那个门很窄。
And all of us are too fat to get in it, right?
我们大家都太胖了，进不来。
And what is the solution?
那
to get to the door?
那我们有什么解决的办法呢？
Lose weight, right?
减肥。
Lose weight.
减肥。
But you think many of us would do that?
你认为很多人会这样做吗？
Yes, even though we know what is right.The right thing to do is lose weight.
我们知道该怎么做，我们应该要减肥才能够进这个门。
But most of the time, what would we do?
但是大部分的时候，我们怎么做呢？
What's that? Yeah, we try to squeeze in, but no matter you how much you squeeze in, you can't get in.
我们想要挤进来，但是挤不进来怎么办呢？
But someone will say something else. Oh, yeah, there's no other door. There's only one door. That's why.
找另外一个门。
Yes.
我们会让那个门变得宽大一点。
At the minute we make it wide, and then there's no longer need to cone God's will.
但是我们把门变宽以后，就已经不是神的旨意了。
Really, so many Christians
很多基督徒。
Our Lord Jesus Christ said the gate is very narrow.
主耶稣基督说这个门是窄的。
Then what do we do?
那我们怎么办呢？
We widen the gate.
我们把门面大一点。
And what is the first reason why we widen the gate?
那为什么我们第一个要把门弄大的原因是什么？
Yes, we are too lazy to lose weight.
我们太懒惰，不愿意减肥。
It's so true, really.
这是真的。
See, you're so young, but you have great wisdom, right?
你看你这么年轻，已经知道这个了。
Why? Because you know human nature. Instead of lose weight, but because losing weight is difficult.
这是我们人性，因为我们知道减肥是很困难的。
I always tell my wife I'm going to get a six pack this year, right?
我常告诉我太太，我今年要训练肌肉。
That's 5 years ago. I'm still not doing
it. 那是五年之前的事情，我现在还是没有肌肉。
If you want to lose weight and be in good shape, you must eat a certain food, you must exercise, this and that. Who want to do that? Right?
因为我们知道，如果要减肥的话，我们必须要吃什么某种食物，而且我们必须要运动。谁愿意这样做？
So the reason we want to be wide the gate because we ourselves are too fat to enter this gate, so we want to widen it.
所以为什么我们要让门变宽呢？因为我们太胖进不来，所以我们把门变宽。
And then we ask, oh, the gate is wide. Don't worry.You know, I can get in this gate, so you also can get in this gate, right?
我们就说这个门很宽，所以不用担心，我进得来，你也进得来。
But the end of this journey, what happened?
但是这个路通到哪里呢？
Everybody goes to hell.
大家都是引到灭亡。
Because this wide gate lead to destruction.
因为这个宽门会引到灭亡。
So think about this.
所以仔细想一想。
But quite often for us, when we fall in God's word.
很多时候对我们来讲要是我们听神的话
Don't say, oh, it's too legalistic to do this or do that.
我们不要说、哦、这个要做这个太困难了
But if it's God tells us to do certain things,
要是神叫我们这样子做
we must do it.
我们就一定要这样做
Look at the 10 virgins, right?
我们看那十个童女
5 foolish and 5 wise.
五个愚拙的五个聪明的
Remember, all of them have lamp, right?
记得他们每个人都有灯
And all of them, the destination is the same, is to meet the bridegroom.
他们的目标都是一样就是要迎接新郎
And all of them what? They fell asleep.
他们通通都睡着了。
They all slumbered.
他们都睡着了。
And they all arose and trimmed their lamp.
他们都起来要剪他们的灯蕊。
But then what happened?
但是发生什么事呢?
The five foolish ones did not bring enough oil.
那五个愚拙的油不够。
All they lacked was one thing. They did not have enough oil.
他们只是缺这一个，就是他们油不够。
Then but it seemed the bridegroom, you know, because they don't have enough oil,Then they went to buy, right?
因为他们油不够，所以他们去买油。
But it seemed the bridegroom came just the time that they were going to buy. Well, it seems so mean, right? So
新郎就是趁他们去买油的时候跑来了，感觉好像很坏。
But the thing is,
但是呢
，God tells us, you and I right now, we must prepare ourselves.
神跟我们讲过了，我们必须要准备自己。
We must be watchful when we get too fat.We must become more skinnier.
我们要是告诉我们要谨慎，如果我们真的太胖，就要减肥。
You know, right now the light in the Camry comes on, right? Need service for that, right? On there, right? My Camry.
Oh, okay. 我的车有个灯亮，告诉我说这个车子要去检查了。
So when the light come on like that, it needs service. What should I do?
所以这个灯亮了，说需要检查，那我要怎么做呢？
What should I do, young sister?
姐妹，我怎么做？
Yeah, go and get service, right?
我就应该把车子送去检查。
But can you imagine to get the hammer, get mad at the light, just smash it? Right? You shouldn't be on, right?
你可以想象说，我要是就是去拿个锄头把它敲坏，说你不应该亮起来。
We do exactly the same thing when it comes to our faith.
要是我们的信仰，就是我们就常这样做。
Really, God move us. Okay, we must do this, we must do that. But meanwhile, like a Smash it, right? Don't worry. God is love, right? Cover everything, right? Just smash everything.
神叫我们要这样做，要那样做，我们就说不要听，不要听。神是爱，所以没关系。
So, the same thing for me. I've been really sick for this last week.
对我来说也是一样。我上个星期很不舒服，生病了。
Thank God, many brothers and sisters have a lot of love, right? Give me this, give me that, right? And Jehua medicine, the thing is killing me. I think stinking.
我很多弟兄姐妹很好心，给我很多东西，像杰华弟兄给我很臭的药，我差点死了。
Of course, I will try to do all these things, right?
当然，我尽量照着做。
But for me, I know the reason I've been so sick for the last week because I have not exercised. I haven't exercised. Right?
但是我真正没有生病的原因是因为我没有运动。
Because you know, for 40 years of my life, I've never been this sick.
因为我40年当中我从来没有生病生那么严重。
But these last several months, I have not exercised at all.
但是我上个月完全没有运动。
Yes, if I can take those medicine, it can help me and stuff, but I know that I need to exercise to be in better shape, right?
当然，如果我能够吃顿药能够好起来，当然很好。但是我知道我真正需要的是运动。
But this narrow gate.
所以这是窄门。
Let's go to Mark chapter 10.
我们看马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章。
We're talking about narrow gate, right? I think I shared this with you before, but I really want to remind you.
Mark chapter 10, verse 1 to verse,
verse 17 to verse 22.
They're
talking about the young rich ruler, right?
这里讲到一个有钱的财主.
If you and I can be as half as good as this young rich ruler, we'd be okay, right?
要是我们每个人都有像这个人一半好就好了.
But on the end of his conversation with Jesus Christ,
但是在他跟耶稣对话的结束,
did he follow Jesus?
他没有跟从耶稣呢?
Of course not.
当然没有.
But look at the way this young man, right?
但是我们看这个年轻人,
look at verse 17.
从第17节开始,
now as he was going out on the road, one came running, kneel before him and asked him, good teacher, what shall I do that may inherit eternal life?
17节, 耶稣出来行路的时候, 有一个人跑来跪在他面前问他说, 良善的夫子, 我当做什么事才能承受永生?
Remember, this man was young.
我们记得这个人是个年轻人。
Even though he was young, he was a ruler.
他是年轻人,但是他已经是一个官了。
Not only the ruler, he was rich.
不只是官了, 是有钱的官。
Have you ever meet a rich young man before?
有没有见过一个年轻的有钱的人?
Usually what kind of personality is he? Right?
通常这样子的人是怎么样的人呢?
And never mind, if he's rich and a ruler,
要是他有钱, 然后又是个官,
yeah, he has really bad attitude, right?
通常他们的态度就很差。
Of course, not everyone, right? But most of the people.
当然不是每个人都这样, 但是大部分的人都是这样。
Well, because when you are young, if you're like, you know, 18, you're a millionaire, you're a CEO of a company.
想想看, 要是你18岁, 你是个, 百万富翁, 然后你有一家很大的公司,
when you're going to think, who's better than me?
你会想说, 我一定是最棒的人。
But this young rich ruler,
但是这个年轻的有钱的官,
remember Jesus, he was a nobody.
我们记得耶稣他其实是, 默默无闻的。
So when they said Jesus what? He's not even a carpenter. What they say? Jesus what?
耶稣他跟连, 木匠都不是, 他是什么呢?
When they describe Jesus, right?
我们形容耶稣的时候呢?
Yeah, he's a son of carpenter, right?
他是木匠的儿子。
So you're a son of carpenter, this mean, that doesn't mean you're a carpenter, you know? Right?
你是木匠的儿子, 表示你不见得是木匠。
Because Jesus was a nobody.
我们知道耶稣默默无闻。
But this young, rich ruler,
但是这个年轻的有钱的官,
when he saw Jesus on the road,
他看到耶稣行路的时候,
he came running toward him.
他跑来。
This is really amazing, right?
这已经是很,
I mean, you know, like this morning, do we run to church this morning?
今天早上你是跑来教会的吗?
We don't even need to run, we drive, and we're still all late, right? Most of us are late, we're not here for prayer and stuff like that, right?
我们都是开车来, 而且我们还迟到, 我们没有在这边, 参加祷告会。
That means our relationship with Jesus is not that good.
表示我们跟耶稣的关系其实没有那么好。
Why? Because I remember, like, you know, for me, when I come home, right?
对我来说, 当我回家的时候,
I can't wait to see my wife.
我实在等不及想要看到我的妻子。
Even though I know for 19 years, I can't wait to see her.
我已经认识她19年了, 但是我还是, 等不及要见到她。
But for us, yes, we know Jesus for many years.
但是我们认识耶稣已经认识很多年了。
Every time Friday night come, oh man, Friday night again.
星期五的时候说, 又是星期五。
And Saturday, Saturday service start at 10:15, right, the prayer. May I go 10:45 when the prayer is finished, right?
安息日是, 早上早早10点15分开始, 我说, 我不要, 我要10点45分到就好了。
So 10:15 to 10:45, what is the purpose of that? What is the purpose of that?
从10点15到45, yeah. 我们是要做什么呢? 祷告。
To pray is to what?
祷告, 向谁祷告?
Why do we pray? What does pray mean?
我们为什么要祷告?
Yes, to talk
我们要跟神说话。
So if I would be trying to avoid God, 10:15 to 10:45, oh, I have to talk to God, I don't want to talk to Him.
So, 10:15 to 45, 我不想跟主耶稣说话,所以我要避免这个。
But of course, I mean, we are human, we have a lot of weaknesses, right?
当然我们做人呢,是有很多软弱,这是没有错的。
But if we have a good relationship with God,
但是要是我们跟神有很好的关系,
when we, you know, pray 10:15 to 10:45, we can't wait to come, why? Just to kneel down with brothers and sisters to communicate with God.
要是我们跟神有很好的关系, 我们一定, 等不及要来跟神祷告, 要跟神说话。
If we don't communicate with God, then when we listen to sermon stuff, actually, we won't feel the same.
要是我们不跟神多多交通的话, 我们在听道理的时候, 我们感觉就好像不太一样。
But if we come early to pray, and then we sit down and listen to sermon, truly, you will we feel God move us and teach us many things.
要是我们真的早点来祷告，在我们在听证道的时候，我们就觉得神真的是在他的灵在我们当中运行。
So this young rich ruler.
所以这个年轻有钱的他,
he ran toward Jesus Christ.
他跑来主耶稣基督面前,
and he kneeled down before him.
他跪在他面前,
and he asked him,
问他,
good teacher, what shall I do to may inherit eternal life?
良善的夫子, 我当做什么事才能承受永生?
For me, this is the most profound question that any individual can ask.
对我来讲,这是一个人能够问的最好的问题。
To ask someone about eternal life.
问永生的事情。
They must think and meditate. There's a life after, right?
他们已经想到这个永生的问题了。
You can see nowadays many people in this world, they cannot ask, they don't even think about this question.
我们知道现在现今的人，很多人根本连只是关心这个世界的事情，他不会问这个问题。
What about you and I?
你跟我呢?
We've been baptized.
我们已经受洗了。
We received the Holy Spirit.
受圣灵。
Do we ever ask our Lord Jesus Christ and pray, Lord, what else do I lack that I need to do so I can enter eternal life?
我们有没有跟耶稣问说，我到底应该还要做什么才能够承受永生？
Like this young man.
但是这个年轻人,
he asked our Lord Jesus Christ.
他问主耶稣基督,
what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
我当做什么事才能承受永生?
Remember, this young man is a Jew, right?
我们记得这个人是犹太人。
And for him to ask this question is very profound.
对他来说问这个问题是一个很好的问题。
Because he's the seed of Abraham.
因为他是一个亚伯拉罕的子孙,
he just think he's going to go to heaven. He followed the Ten Commandments, right?
他可能会想说,我是亚伯拉罕的子孙,我又遵守十诫,我当然可以进天国。
Verse 18.
但是第十八节这里说,
so Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God.
耶稣对他说,你为什么称我是良善的?除了神一位之外,再没有良善的。
Think about this.
我们来想一想。
Of course, this young man tried to butt up to Jesus. Oh, good teacher, right?
当然这个... 这个人他想要跟耶稣 他想要跟耶稣称兄道弟 所以他就问耶稣说良善的夫子
So he's actually be very nice to Jesus, right?
所以他其实对耶稣基督是很好的
you know, what can I do, right? He's a good teacher. First, when someone comes to talk to us and call us, oh, you know, brother so-and-so, you are excellent. Right? And whatever they say next, you forget about it, right? Why? Because you keep thinking, yeah, I am excellent, I'm good, right? You know, sometimes we are like this, right?
Yeah, 我想说,对,我很棒,我们就有时候就是这样子。
But I say, no, good teacher.
他说,良善的父母。
But Lord Jesus Christ, why do you call me good?
但是耶稣说,你为什么称我是良善的?
Really, when someone says something nice about us, oh, you look pretty today, and you're like, why do you think I'm pretty?
要是有人跟你说你长得很好看，你会说你为什么叫我说我很好看？
Most of the time, when someone say, "Oh, you are pretty," what do you say? Thank you, yeah, 谢谢, thank you, right?
大部分的人,
thank you.
你要是跟他说，要是说人家说你很好看，你说谢谢。
But Jesus did not say thank you.
但是耶稣没有说谢谢。
So why do you call me good?
他说你为什么说我是良善的？
No one is good. That is one. That is God, right?
他说除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
So what is Jesus saying to teaching him?
所以他在教导这位年轻人什么呢?
What is Jesus teaching him?
神在教导他什么?
You can see this young man communicating with God himself, right? Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道这个年轻人他是跟神在交通，因为他是在跟耶稣说话。
So he called Jesus Christ good teacher.
所以他说良善的夫子。
Then Jesus said, no one is good except for one, that is God.
他说除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
So what is our Lord Jesus Christ saying to him?
耶稣在对他说什么呢?
Anyone remember? What is the Lord Jesus Christ saying to him?
主耶稣基督在对他说什么?
What's that? Yes. So Jesus is God.
他说耶稣本来就是神。
So now when he says to Jesus, look, you know that I'm good, right?
所以你知道我是良善的。
And no one is good except for God.
除了神以外再没有良善的。
So this means if you know I'm good, then you must know I am God, right?
所以要是你知道我是良善的，你应该知道我是神。
Then if you know I am God, then you must do exactly what I tell you to do.
所以要是你知道我是神，你应该要完全照我的话去做。
So for you and I, we also call Lord Jesus Christ good.
所以你跟我们也说主耶稣基督是良善的。
But Lord Jesus Christ also will ask us, you know, a question: why do you call me good?
神也会问我们说，为什么你称我是良善的？
Because you know that I am God.
是因为你知道我是神吗?
Or you just call me good, just call me good. But you and I should know that Jesus is God. If we know Jesus is God, then we do exactly what He tells us to do. Look at this young, rich young man. And Jesus said, you know the commandment. Do not commit adultery, do not, you know, all these things, right?
不要杀人,
and what did the young man say? The teacher, all these things I have kept for my youth.
他对耶稣说,
Can you and I answer like this to Jesus Christ and say, you follow Ten Commandments?
我们有没有办法这样子跟耶稣说,
I think a lot of us put a head down. Oh no, I'm sorry.
我想我们很多人都会低头说, 啊,
sometimes I miss Sabbath. Right? Sometimes I don't honor my parents, I talk back to them, right? Not you, right? Not you, right?
Right?
And sometimes, of course, I commit adultery because I look at others with lust, I lust after them.
Right?
And sometimes I lie because even though sometimes my wife is not good, pretty looking today, but I tell her she is, yeah? There's many things that you and I do not fall. But this young man said, no, all these things I have done since I was a youth. Right? But Jesus said to him, there's one thing you lacked. What is that one thing?
那是哪一件呢?
Go sell all that you have and give it to the poor.
去变卖你所有的,
and you have treasure in heaven.
就必有财宝在天上,
and come, take up the cross and follow me.
你还要来跟从我,
let's think about this.
我们来想一想,
you know, Ten Commandments, the first four commandments have to do with what?
我们想想十诫第一诫到第四诫是什么呢?
Yes. The first four commandments is to love God with all our mind, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength. Right?
地前面, 一戒到四戒是我们应该要当尽心尽性尽意爱主我们的神。
And the last six commandment is to love others ourselves.
后面六戒是应该要爱人如己。
So when Jesus said follow the commandments,
所以当神说我们要遵守诫命。
Did he mention the first four commandments?
他没有讲前面四戒呢?
No.
他没有。
No, right?
没有。
Why not?
为什么没有?
Why not?
为什么没有?
Because the first four commandments is to put God first in your life, right?
因为前面四戒是我们要把神放第一位。
And here, the young man, who does he put first in his life?
这个年轻人他把什么放在第一位呢?
Yes, his riches, his money.
他的钱,他的财富。
So if you put riches and money before God, it means you do not love him with all your mind, all your soul, with all your strength, right?
要是把钱放在比钱还要前面的话,就表示他没有尽心尽意,尽心爱神他的神。
So because of this, the young man went away with sorrow inside his heart.
我们就知道这个年轻人他后来变了脸色,忧忧愁愁地走了。
And this is the narrow gate.
这个就是窄门。
So for you and I, do we truly put God first?
我们真的有没有把神放在第一位呢?
In other words, everything that's going on in our life, God has always come first.
换句话说,我们不管发生什么事,我们应该把神放在第一位。
My kids have piano lesson.
例如说,我小孩子有钢琴课。
Is it during the Sabbath?
那是不是在安息日呢?
Is it if they piano lesson, I'm going to come late to church and things like that?
是不是因为小孩子要上钢琴课,所以我安息日之后迟到呢?
If we come late to church and stuff, this means God is not first in our life.
要是我们来教会迟到,
there's many things also in our lives like this.
我们生活上很多事情都是像这样子。
No. For us, it's all have to do determination.
对我们来讲,
if we make determination to put something first in our lives, for sure, that thing will be first.
要是我们下决心把什么东西放第一位,
I mean, this young man, he gave up Jesus Christ for his riches.
年轻人要是他愿意为主耶稣基督放弃他的财富的话,
but what do you and I give up for Jesus Christ for?
那我们是为什么要为了主耶稣基督放弃其他的事情?
Maybe an extra $200 on the weekend because we have to work.
可能是200块, 因为如果我们要来教会我们就不能工作。
Maybe our kids have to go to piano lesson, violin lesson because of that.
可能是我们小孩子就不能在安息日去上钢琴课或是提琴课。
But if we have faith,
但是要是我们信心,
if our kids, even though they want to play violin piano, but they put God first, even though they don't practice as much as other kids, I'm sure they're going to play better. Really, it's like this.
要是小孩子下决心，他要守安息日的话，即使他们没有像其他小孩子一样多练习，他们还是会弹得比他们好。
So enter the narrow gate.
所以就是我们要进窄门。
Maybe you and I become too fat.
可能你跟我已经变太胖了。
But we cannot make the gate wider.
但是我们不能把这个门变宽。
Because the gate, when it becomes wider, will lead to destruction.
因为这个门要是变宽门的话，它就会引到灭亡。
But rather do exercise, eat right, and lose weight.
但是我们应该做的是应该吃得健康，并且要运动。 才能够减肥。
We talk about spiritual speaking.
我们是在讲, 灵性上,
Read the word of God more.
我们应该多读圣经,
and pray to him more.
我们应该多祷告,
then we can truly get ourselves into spiritual shape.
那我们才能够在灵性上, 更健康。
But it's not easy.
这并不容易。
If it's easy, then our Lord Jesus Christ did not have to share with us in the Bible.
要是很容易的话, 主耶稣基督就不需要这样子跟我们在圣经上这样说。
I remember the first time I went to the gym.
我还记得我第一次去健身房。
In high school, of course, actually, I was a skinny kid, right?
我在高中的时候，我那时候还很瘦。
And it was so embarrassing for me to go to the Gold Gym. Gold Gym, you know, they're all buff, right? All these guys tall, they're all like that, right?
我那时候去健身房的时候，因为其他的孩子都是比我健壮，所以我就觉得很不好意思。
And even the women are twice my size, because, no, they also, you know, yeah, they are muscle, right?
甚至女生都比我壮。
And when I first went there, I was so embarrassed.
我第一次去的时候，我就觉得很不好意思。
Because all those guys, some of them, they do curls, like 100 pounds curl, right, like that.
因为他们举重的时候举了100磅。
And I'm trying to do 15 pounds, right?
我那时候试着举15磅。
And I remember one time I was doing decline, right? This means you upside down, you try and do the weights, right?
我那时候做要做 仰卧起身。
And one time I was doing really lightweight, but I got stuck.
我有一次我明明要做仰卧起坐那个很轻，但是我就起不来。
Of course, I didn't want to yell out loud, help, help! I didn't want to do it because it's so embarrassing, right?
但我就不想要请大家帮助我，因为就觉得很丢脸。
I mean, maybe it's only like 135 pounds, something like that. Right?
大概只有135磅。
And this big guy walk like that, right? Then he's like, oh, you're stuck, and he just pick one.
有一个很壮的男生跑过来说啊，你起不来，他就把这个拿走。
For me, it was so embarrassing.
我就觉得非常的丢脸。
But I kept going and going and going, right?
但是我就继续这样子练习。
And of course, when I was in college, in good shape and things like that. Right?
当然，我上大学后我就开始比较健壮了。
See, for us, the same thing too as Christians.
对我们基督徒来说是一样的。
We cannot be in good shape overnight.
我们不可能一夜之间就变得很健壮。
Because there's a lot of embarrassment.
我们可能常常觉得很丢脸。
Sometimes when we, you know, when we during lunchtime at our work, we need to kneel down and pray. Maybe, you know. We, you know, some people see his prayer is embarrassing.
可能在我们在吃午餐的时候，我们必须要祷告了。我们看到别人看我们祷告，我们可能觉得不好意思。
But if we don't do this,
但是如果我们不这样做,
we can never be in good shape.
我们就永远不能够变得健壮。
If we cannot be in good shape, we cannot enter that narrow gate.
我们不健壮，我们就不能够进窄门。
But we would love every brother and sister to be able to enter this narrow gate together.
我们希望每一位弟兄姐妹都能够进这个窄门。
Now let's bow and pray in silence.
低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's take a break and